It's Thursday, the 29th of August, and this is the Monocle Minute. Today, the United Nations warns that political deadlock over the Middle East peace process could lead to a sudden upsurge in violence.
The Palestinians do not have very much power to influence events, whereas Israelis do feel in an extremely strong position at present.
Plus, more alarming signs that an economic downturn could be on the way. Russia unveils a bold new plan to shake up the global aviation market. And why more governments could move to legislate against excessive phone use. I'm Ben Ryland in London. The Monocle Minute starts now. European markets sent more warning signs on Wednesday amid fears that major economies could slip into recession. Andrew Rummer is on the line from Finimize. Andrew, what are some of the factors you've been spotting?
To be honest, Ben, I mean, the financial markets almost always move several months, maybe 6 to 12 months ahead of anything you would actually see in kind of hard, real economic data. The thing that's really attracting concern is the so-called 2-10 spread in the US Treasury yield curve. It's basically saying that the yield or return that you would get on lending to the US government over the long term should normally, all else being equal, be higher than you would get for the short term. What's happened in recent days and weeks over in the US is that relationship has flipped or inverted, I guess, to use the jargon. And the yield that investors can currently get on just lending to the US government for 2 years is greater than lending to the US government for 10 years. And that yield curve inversion has preceded every single recession in the US economy since the Second World War, barring one. So every time that signal has flashed red, maybe 6 to 12 months later, you've seen the start of a recession in the world's biggest economy.
So, Andrew, what should we be watching out for in the coming days?
The US stock market is not a million miles away from its record highs. It really hasn't priced in a lot of economic tension in the same way that the bond market has. So if you start to see a sustained sell-off in the US stock market, then that's probably the next thing to start worrying about. Once people start getting concerned, the people will start spending less money, maybe delaying opening a new business, maybe delaying a big purchase. And that spirals, and that is what ultimately causes a recession. It's ultimately a mass psychology where we as a global society or as the US society decide that we're going to tighten our belts a little bit at the same time. And then you will start seeing companies laying off workers, the unemployment rate's ticking up. And at that point, the snowball's really fallen quite far.
All right, we'll keep our eyes on the markets then. Andrew Rummer at Finimize, thank you. In other news, a corruption trial involving Malaysia's former prime minister enters its second day today. Najib Razak is accused of illegally transferring more than $500 million into his personal bank account. The prosecution says he put himself in full control of a state investment fund which enabled the misappropriation and attempted cover-up of the theft. Oddly, however, speaking outside of court, Razak's lead defence counsel took particular issue with the reportedly inadequate seating offered to his client.
Just sit down there for 1 hour, sit down there on a plank for hours, but I invite you to sit for 1 hour. As young as you are, your buttocks are more fleshy than Datuk Seri Najib. Just see whether you can handle it. So it goes against the very concept of innocent till proven guilty. You're already punishing my client.
Najib Razak's corruption trial continues today in Kuala Lumpur. The United Nations has warned that the current political deadlock over the Middle East peace process could cause an escalation in violence in the region. The statement placed particular emphasis on the conflict in Gaza. Paul Rogers is Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Paul, what prompted this statement from the United Nations now?
Well, this is a statement by Nikolai Maldatov, the Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process. He made it in a video conference through to the Security Council And it's quite wide-ranging. It does, as you say, focus on Gaza to some extent. Mladenov himself, as special coordinator, is concerned about several different factors. It's all to do with the way in which there seems to be no way whatsoever of resolving the conflict. In fact, there's a complete political deadlock at the present time. And I think at the root of this is that the Palestinians do not have very much power to influence events, whereas Israelis do feel in an extremely strong position at present. It's partly down to Mr. Netanyahu's position, although his political future is somewhat uncertain. But more than that, I think he feels that he has Mr. Trump solidly behind him at present. The movement of the American embassy to Jerusalem is a key point here. And essentially, the Israelis do not feel they need to negotiate at all with anybody. They're happy in what they're doing. Whereas technically, the UN position is still to have a two-state solution with the Palestinians and Israelis living side by side in mutual recognition. But that is now very far away. Within that, you have the specific Gaza tensions, but I think this has to be seen pretty widely in terms of what is happening more generally between Israel and Palestine. And I have to say, in the wider field, we've seen the recent Israeli actions in Lebanon and repeatedly in Syria. So I think what the UN is trying to say is, look, this is potentially very unstable. Who can predict the way it will go? But do not be surprised at a very sudden upsurge in violence.
Paul Rogers from Bradford University. Now to Russia, where an ambitious plan to shake up the global aviation market is taking shape.
The aviation industry has for decades been run by a duopoly between France-owned Airbus and US-owned Boeing. Vladimir Putin wants to change that. At the Max Air Show on the outskirts of Moscow yesterday, he unveiled the new 211-seat MC-21 passenger plane, produced by Siberian-based manufacturer Irkut. The plane carries the hopes of Russia's aviation industry after the 2011 launch of its predecessor, the Sukhoi Superjet. Built as Russia's first post-Soviet civilian plane, was dogged with technical faults. Can Russia produce a viable commercial jet? The MC-11 has so far been harried by setbacks of its own, one being the US sanctions, which saw the production of its carbon composite wings clipped. The intended 2021 rollout is far from a sure thing.
And finally today, a cautionary view from our editorial floor.
The risks associated with excessive mobile phone use are well documented. Aside from the perils of not paying attention to one's surroundings, tech neck, text thumb, and selfie elbow are just some of the ailments that sound made up, but sadly aren't. In Italy, politicians want to get a head start on such issues. Ministers have drafted a law to prevent and treat mobile phone addiction. The bill lays out plans for education programmes to reduce excessive phone use, particularly by teenagers. Studies show that half of Italians aged 15 to 20 consult their devices at least 75 times a day. Austrian authorities might be tempted to follow suit. A recent trial of driverless minibuses in Vienna was ditched after a woman lost in the glow of her smartphone bumped into one of the vehicles while it was moving. Mercifully, at only 12 kilometres an hour. Those Italian lawmakers might be right. A future where cars and humans fail to notice each other is a cause for concern.
That's all in today's program. You can read and subscribe to our daily email bulletin at our website, monocle.com. I'm Ben Ryland. The Monocle Minute returns on Friday.